I would like to ask you to also step up to the plate more than you have been doing. Yes, I certainly recognize that the UN has been very helpful in this, but the time has come for us to start acting much more on the ground in consonance with our governments instead of analyzing sustainable development. We know the theory. What we need to prove is we have to have very concrete examples that we can point to, that we can say, this is the way it's done. Currently, we don't have a single country that can say, this is a successful model of green growth, because we only have those in specific sectors in isolated countries. We need concrete examples of countries that have actually pursued green growth, countries that have actually pursued sustainable development that incorporates climate, so that we can actually point to it and say, this is the way we've done it. And the UN has the privilege and the responsibility to help governments be those pioneers.
Meanwhile, outside the talks, indigenous groups, farmers, peasants from across Latin America, led by Villa Campesina, continue their protests across downtown Cancun.
De norte a sur, de este a oeste, ganaremos esta lucha, cueste lo que cueste.
One of the people at the march was American Medea Benjamin of Code Pink.
I came because I want to be part of the people's movement that puts pressure on the officials here to say we recognize as grassroots people that we're in crisis and we want you to do something.
Benjamin says she's disappointed in the U.S.'s role in the climate negotiations.
I feel terrible as a U.S. citizen that even under the Obama administration, my government is the biggest slacker around, and we're the ones that are really helped derail the process in Copenhagen by not advocating for another binding agreement like the Kyoto process, and that here in Cancun we continue to push for a non-binding agreement, and that, according to the developing countries, is not good enough.
Many feel that part of the problem stemming from the U.S.'s role is that there isn't a broad recognition that climate change is a serious problem for the planet. Tony Clark is with a Canadian NGO, the Polaris Institute.
This is a huge gamble with humanity and the planet. And even if you don't believe, at least recognize that the losses could be horrendous. And it's time to wake up and smell the coffee.
From inside the United Nations climate change talks in Cancun, Mexico, this is Kelly Benjamin for WMNF News.